Live from the Regis Suites in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host. And if it's the third Tuesday of each month from 5 to 6, we just changed the time. It's the standard of an excellent show starring none other than Mitchell Spean, CPA.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. It's afternoon. It was either 4 to 5 or 5 to 6.
But we got through the morning, and it was very good.
Oh, that's right. That's how you have to think of it. That's a positive attitude if I've ever seen one. But speaking of positive attitude, speaking just what typifies this show, the title, Standard of Excellence, we have excellence right here in our own studios here live at Regis Suites. And I want to introduce these fine two young gentlemen that have created something that I think the world needs, and co-founder and creator Miguel Camarena, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dave, for having us here. We're glad to be here, and thank you for this opportunity. It's our first time on radio, and we're having a blast right now, so we're drinking Fuga and having a great time, so thank you.
You're more than welcome. Of course, the CEO of the company, Jim Buckland. Welcome, Jim.
Hey, Dave. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And, of course, it's Aquarina LLC. You have a drink, an energy drink, Fuga, it's called. And I'll tell you, I've never, ever, and I told you this off there, had an energy drink ever. They scare me. And then we met just, 2 weeks ago, I believe, or less than 2 weeks ago at Media Day with the Arizona Rattlers. And, of course, we're big Rattler fans, and we cover them through our sports programming. And the president, Joe Windham, gave me one of your drinks, and he said, you got to try this thing. And the way you were describing it sounded really healthy, and it was good for you. And I drank it. I love it. I'm sipping on my second one right now as we speak. So I really want to appreciate both of you, give you appreciation. And Mitch, you just tasted it too, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
And you see? How do you feel?
I'm awake.
Yes. But it's good to know. But before we start, what exactly, why this is different, why this energy drink is different than some of the other brands that have been out there for a while, Miguel, why don't you talk a little bit about you? You're the co-founder, the creator of this drink. Take us back a little bit of your background, and how did you come on to do an energy drink? Because you were a baseball player. What's going on here?
Yes, sir. I have a baseball background, but I also have a beverage background. And I was playing softball at the Hatch Chili Festival a few years ago, and I had a bad experience with an energy drink. And I thought I was going to have a heart attack, and I was feeling really sick. And later on, I researched and found out that it was because of the synthetic caffeine. So I have children, and I'm sure everybody feels the same way about their children and family. And I discovered yerba mate, so I put a formula together. I studied the ingredients, and we have Fuga today.
That's amazing.
Sir, we use a natural source of caffeine. It's yerba mate, and yerba mate is a green tea from South America that doesn't give you the shakes and crash, and it has the power of coffee and the health benefits of green tea.
Say, which is great. Everyone knows about green tea these days. I mean, that's very healthy. But what I like about what you're saying is that part of your motivation was the love of your children.
Yes, sir.
And it can't get better than that, can it? I mean, really, think about that, Jim. I mean, comment on that, because when someone has passion, it's not about money. It's not about, you know, greed. It's not about power, not about being the top brand. It's about making sure the kids and other people are safe when they drink a drink.
Yeah, and you couldn't have identified that any more accurately with Miguel. I think any great success story is not only driven by passion, but it's connected to something meaningful to the people involved, and that really just describes Miguel to a T. And he's told me that story so many times, and I've heard him tell others the story as we're out introducing the brand. And the idea that his children could have a similar experience to him, because normally those products are consumed by young men, and Miguel has three young boys, it was a deep concern to him. And so providing education on what happened has been really kind of a foundation of our launch of the product from the very beginning. And then providing not only a healthy option, but one that provides a better functional result that tastes great is always surprising to people.
And it's just such a credit when a business is formed out of that type of love for your kids. I just can't get over that, because you don't see it in corporate America, right? I mean, you've been in corporate America for a while, and Mitch, I've been in corporate America longer than I wish to remember. But, you know, it unfortunately, there's different motivations going on. But this is what I would call, I'm going to tag it right now, a wholesome company. How do you like that?
Yeah, no, and again, Miguel's very modest, but I'll again tell you, you just flat out nailed it. And one of the missions of the company is to enhance people's lives through our products. And it sounds kind of lofty, but it really is something that we work on every day. And really what we find is that just like you, our typical customer is somebody that doesn't drink energy drinks, but might drink coffee or tea or some other method of carrying them through the day or kick-starting their morning, and being able to reach those people and provide them a healthy way to increase their energy, not just provide stimulation, right, but through natural ingredients provide healthy energy, really helps you do whatever it is that's important to you in your day. You can accomplish whatever your goals and aspirations are if you feel good, and we have an energy drink, you can feel good about drinking.
No doubt. Now, we talked a little bit about your background, baseball player. I love that. Of course, baseball's about to start. It's going to kick off in Australia, Dodgers and the D-backs. That's interesting.
And it's already started at the college level, too. So
yeah, so this is a great. Now, your background, I started reading a little bit about your background, and what comes to mind is a marketing guru.
Well, I spent a lot of time in business, that's for sure, but yeah. I also played a little bit of baseball, never to the level that Miguel did. So we actually play even today. We throw the ball behind our warehouse as often as we can, and Miguel's got an unbelievable arm. Even still, he's got a knuckleball that'll throw you back on your heels. It's remarkable.
You were
to play again.
Chicago Cubs organization, right?
Yes, sir. I was in the minor league system. I played in the Appalachian League with the Huntington Cubs. Played two seasons, and on my third spring training is when my arm just said, I need to take a break here.
Yeah.
So,
it's hard to tell, though. He's got it comes zinging in at
really?
You better be alert.
Okay, what position? Just so
I was a pitcher?
Yeah.
Okay. Because that could be from the outfield, too, zinging it in there.
Oh, he's very modest. He has a knuckleball. He throws a three-finger knuckleball that dances at you with absolutely zero rotation of the ball.
Oh.
And it almost looks as if it comes a little bit backwards before it comes to you. It's moving that weirdly. It's an optical illusion. It's hard to catch when you're just playing catch.
Wow.
He should be on the mound today if you ask me, but that's another interview, I think.
That's incredible. So some names that have impressed you in the major leagues with Tim Wakefield, Charlie Huff, Phil Nitro, those were.
Yes, but I really enjoyed throwing a fastball more. That's how I ended up hurting my arm, like Mariano Rivera, Nolan Ryan, even Fernando Valenzuela, how he used his intelligence to on the mound with his screwball. But there are so many greats, and actually Mickey Mantle, for me, happens to be my favorite baseball player of all time for what he did on the field. I never got to see him play on TV. You know, I was after his time, but when you look at his stats and you see the movies that have made that were
phenomenal
made for Mickey Mantle, he's just unbelievable. He's
one of the greats.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was very young. I won't say how old I am, but I was really young, really young. I was just a genius at 2 years old, but I knew that name, and that was just I just loved Mickey Mantle growing up. I mean, he was phenomenal, but I don't like the Yankees now. Okay, but that's a different story. So your background, the way I read your background, it looked very strong in marketing, the distribution of beverage-type products. I think there was a digital marketing company that you were involved in at one time.
Right, so I attempted to divert the attention from me and back to, so I guess I failed at that. So yeah, my background's a little diverse. I spent from 21 to about 30 in the beverage business. I was a wholesale distributor. I was very fortunate to work for two very large companies, 5 years in Hawaii, where our company over there had about an 85% market share with three big divisions, and we sold wine and spirits in all the islands, and the company is in the western U.S. as well. And then when I moved back to the mainland, I spent 4 years with another wine distributor in a big Anheuser-Busch house. So we had a distribution in western Washington, and I ran a sales team there. And I spent about 5 years with AT&T in wireless data. How we go from wine and spirits to wireless technology is another long story. And that brought me to Arizona, where I transferred with them in 2000. And one of my clients was Del Webb. I spent about 4 years working for Del Webb, and then a few years with Engelholms running the active adult home building land development division. And then when the economy turned down, I took a temporary retirement and started back into my passion of wine and spirits, and but with a marketing angle, something I always wanted to do. And I started digital social marketing, which actually Agua Reina was a client of mine, and we did a market analysis study to find the right kind of brand positioning for Fuga that ultimately led to us partnering together and for me to accept the position I have today.
That is so cool. So the team, it's you and a few other people that are, I guess you could call it co-owners of the company that distributes Fuga Energy. So
Team Fuga?
Team Fuga.
Yes, sir.
That is so cool. And so tell us when this actually started, where you are in the process now. We could talk about, you just teamed up with the AFL. I think that's an excellent, just something every company would probably want to dream of, and none will get except for you guys.
Well, what's interesting, it's actually a cool story because it's easy to partner with a sports team if you have a lot of money or a product that they would like to have associated with their fan base and with their teams and the players. But for an energy drink, there's no professional sports organization, outside of, MMA and UFC fighting and that kind of thing, that's ever associated with any product that's connected to so many health issues that you see in the energy drink category. And so it's, like I said, real easy to write big checks and get things done. But what happened with this was pretty unique. We received a phone call from Adam Robbins in Chicago at the corporate office for the league. And he described that they'd been working a long-term, multi-year, multi-million-dollar deal with a large energy drink brand. And at the very last minute, and this is 2 weeks before the season started, mind you, maybe 3 weeks before, that at the last minute, the board of directors rejected the agreement. And that, of course, I think I'm getting punked on the phone at this time. He's calling me, right, asking if we could step up and form a partnership, because after doing some research, the reasons they didn't want to partner with this brand is they required the players to drink the product, and they didn't want their players exhibiting any kind of endorsement for something that's been connected to so many bad health issues, nor did they want their players, having issues themselves. And so for them to start doing research for a healthy energy drink, he described that he thought he would, be like looking for a needle in a haystack. So sure enough, they found us. One of the things that really was impressive to him was we have a partnership with the National Breast Cancer Foundation with a new product we have coming out called Fuga Life, where a large portion of our proceeds will be donated to the importance of their organization to help women understand that mammograms and early detection are the way to avoid that awful disease. So they love that affiliation. Obviously, being connected to a health organization like the NBCF sets us apart for any other energy drink. And they asked us if we could do a deal. We don't have the budget like the big guys, but we're able to work it out. So we have a long-term agreement with the AFL, and we couldn't be any more proud. It's been a whirlwind ever since, and that's how we got connected here in Arizona with the Rattlers.
Yeah, which is fantastic, because the AFL, I mean, it's been around, let's see, I think last year was their 25th anniversary, I believe. So the AFL's been around, and, of course, you couldn't get a better team in the AFL, which is Arena Football League, that's what it stands for, than the Arizona Rattlers. This is... they're two-time champions the last 2 years. They've been in the Arena Bowl 3 years in a row, and they're probably going to be the champs again this year. I'm predicting it right now.
Yeah, I think we've become the number one in fans. We're tied. They're four-time champions, two in a row. We think there will be a three-peat, but the back-to-back champions, and meeting the leadership here from the ownership, and, of course, Joe Windham is just amazing. The integrity and the character of the league, and especially here in Arizona, have been just unbelievable. And we feel as if we've become family with these with these great folks right away, and we're very excited about the partnership.
Yeah, and they do have integrity. I mean, Ron Schertz, the majority owner, to of course general manager, head coach Kevin Guy, Joe Windham. I mean, this organization is just a dream organization that other teams would like to model, and they should. Their intensity.
It's not just teams though.
Any
businesses.
Yeah.
Should be modeling themselves. You know, that's the whole idea. You know, this just happens to be a little bit more of out there so people see them because it's a sports team.
That's right. But they are phenomenal, the integrity level. Let's take a quick break, and when I come back, I want to ask you the question, why is Fuga Energy different? What makes it different than other brands that are out there? I think people are going to want to know this. They're going to be surprised. You've told me about this, and it has to get out there. Education is the key to good health, and that is what we're going to talk about as soon as we come back from this break. And we're live at the Regis Suites in Phoenix. This is the Standard of Excellence Show. We'll be right back.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Heinzen & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Heinzen & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Thinking, Standard of Excellence Show, every third Tuesday of the month from 5 to 6. We're live from the Regis Suites in Phoenix, Arizona. And this is such a great honor to have two people that, you know, it's rare you meet two people that can make a difference in the world. These two are going to make the difference in the world. Of course, Miguel Camarena, co-founder and creator of Fuga Energy, and Jim Buckland, CEO. You know, it is always important to have that great combination of the the creative genius behind the drink, with the passion you have, the love for your children, and, of course, great business mind. And I appreciate both. I see both sides of being a CPA and a father and a grandfather at this point. I know I look much younger. Okay. But anyway, let's talk about what is the difference. What's the difference that makes this difference? Miguel, would you like to talk about that?
Yes, the difference between us and other energy drinks out there is we use a natural source of caffeine. We use yerba mate, and yerba mate, as opposed to synthetic caffeine, our natural caffeine source has 24 vitamins and minerals, 15 amino acids, and antioxidants just in our natural source of caffeine as opposed to synthetic caffeine. And we have health benefits to ours. We don't have no negative side effects. It doesn't give you the jitter and crash that you normally experience. So that's the huge difference that we have is we have a great partnership with the National Breast Cancer Foundation, and we're the official energy drink of the Arena Football League, and we're proud partners of the Arizona Rattlers and the Sidewinder Cheerleaders. And I just want to say thank you to Joe Windham and the Arizona Rattlers for being so beautiful and, you know, just taking us in like family. You know, that for me is the best quality that anybody can do for you, is they receive you as a family member, and it's an experience you'll never forget. And, you know, he introduced us to Ron and everybody, but not only from their leadership, but all the way down to their players. Their players are just so amazing. They come and take pictures with you, and they just show you the love. But I've never experienced they have the greatest fans in the world, and I just became their number one fan.
That's right. I saw you in the lobby Saturday, and that was really cool that you were there and your first game. I'd like to touch a little bit more, and then we'll have another question. From the audience, actually, we have a question for you. But I want to touch on the synthetic caffeine. That really, when you described that to me, it gave me the creeps. I got to tell you right now, I had no idea that was, I don't even know why it's legal, to quite honestly. But talk about synthetic caffeine, that's craziness.
So this is the thing that we find every time we introduce this to folks. And, in fact, I had a conversation with one of the health advisors at my health club this weekend about it, about synthetic caffeine, and his jaw was on the floor. He couldn't believe it. And everybody we have this conversation with has the same reaction. And here's kind of the scientific description of jitter and crash. Synthetic caffeine is made in a laboratory in a molecule so small that when you consume it, especially in liquid form, when you consume it, your body immediately absorbs it. But because it's manufactured in a compound based on petroleum, your body rejects it, right? So that's the jitter, the immediate absorption, and the crash, the rejection from your body. So this is normal. I mean, it's been used for years and years and years in soda pop. It's just a simple, inexpensive way to recreate the molecular structure of naturally producing caffeine, which can be found in, you know, chocolate, coffee, green tea, yerba mate, guarana. There's a handful of natural sources of caffeine. They're very expensive to extract the caffeine in a way that maintains its health benefits and delivers the energy that you receive from caffeine is very expensive. When you manufacture it in a laboratory, you eliminate those costs. In soda pop, you'll get 30 to 40 milligrams of caffeine from a synthetic source, and your body can kind of, you know, absorb it quickly and reject it without any kind of significant effect. But when you take 200, 300 milligrams of synthetic caffeine and drink it in a carbonated beverage, you know, when it's hot and you think you're doing something, you know, that's satisfying thirst and giving energy, you have an entirely different effect. And so Miguel's story is something that most people can connect themselves to, or they know somebody that's had a negative reaction, because here's somebody who's healthy, who's active, drinks soda and tea and coffee with no problem, but has one energy drink and then 5 minutes later feels like he's going to have a heart attack. And in 2012, there were 29,000 admissions into emergency rooms in the United States specifically connected to the consumption of an energy drink. And think of the amount of people that have a negative reaction and just think, well, I'm just going to sit here and relax for a minute and chill out and then not go to the hospital, right? So 29,000 is a rule. Wow. You know, just tip of the iceberg. So we hear these stories all the time, and that's the reason why it's synthetic caffeine. That's amazing. You got a question?
Yes, yes. I'm a pediatric nurse, and that is one of the things that I was really concerned about when I first heard this, because we have, our kids are drinking this like, you know, like crazy.
Yep.
All the different brands that are out there.
It's unbelievable.
And the parents aren't educated enough to know
right.
that what this is. They just think, oh, I drink coffee, so I, you know, my son is drinking this
exactly.
or my daughter's drinking that. And I have two sons that play sports as well, soccer, you know, baseball.
Mm-hmm.
But especially with soccer. You know, my son would say, oh, I'm going to drink an energy drink before I go play soccer. And I'm like, no, that is a recipe for a heart attack. It's, you know, there's so many problems that you can have with that. And, of course, he was thinking, ah, my mom, yes, you're a nurse, but yeah.
Yep.
Until I showed him the numbers. And it's so concerning because kids at that age, they have an invincibility
mm-hmm.
where they feel like they're invincible. It's not going to happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think it's wonderful that you guys and the AFL are getting out there and saying, hey, this is what's – I'm so glad whoever it was that nixed that other contract, because that drives me crazy when I see these big sports teams that are being sponsored by something that is unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I know their players aren't going to get it because the trainers wouldn't let them do it.
Right.
You know, and so I think this is wonderful. Now, I do want to ask you – Mr. Camarena, because you mentioned this earlier off the air, but FUGA, what does FUGA stand for?
Well, FUGA is a Spanish, Latin, Italian term that means to take flight. But the young kids today that speak Spanish on a normal basis, they use it in their everyday language. They use it as let's roll, let's bounce, let's move it. So they say vámonos, FUGA. Or if somebody's not picking up the pace and, you know, you want to say giddy up and go, you say, you know what, FUGA, move it. So it's a universal term that we use, but it's really means to take flight. Yes.
That's very cool. Who came up with the name?
I did back in 2002 when I was working for a beverage company, and we wanted to create FUGA back in 2002, but I wasn't aware of what synthetic caffeine was. And once I had my experience, and we did some research, and we decided to use yerba mate. That's when we put FUGA together, and here we are today. The rest is history. And if we can help one person, you know, you can help one person from having that negative experience, or we can be the voice for that young kid that dropped on that football field and he wasn't able to tell his story. We want to be their voice. And, we want to be part of changing the world. So once in a while, you'll see me hashtagging change the world. So,
oh, really? Wow. So I was right on when I said you're going to make a difference in the world then.
Yeah, it's a phrase actually he says all the time. So it's interesting that you said that because you picked instantly up on his connection to family and a bigger purpose. And then, of course, that's a common phrase. So they use it to drive us along with a little energy from FUGA itself.
Yeah, I'm curious. The FDA, how does the other brands get approved? I mean, when there's danger, I'm not an expert or specialist
right.
in that area, but it seems rather strange to expose children and adults,
yeah.
anyone, to potential risks.
Right. So I'm not a lawyer, but we luckily have a very good one. And one of our experiences in coming to market with the product and understanding how we can not only be legally labeled and appropriately just listing accurately what's in the product, but also understanding what it is the competition's doing to be able to kind of get away with it, right? That's basically the foundation of your question. And the reality is that the FDA regulates food products, but they don't regulate what they would call nutritional supplements. And if you title your product as a supplement, you can simply kind of get away with a lot of stuff, right? And really the key for us is just simple disclosure. We list a lot of our ingredients, all of our ingredients are on the label in their exact proportion. And then we train people on the efficacy of the ingredients on our website to be able to understand what it is that they're putting into their body. And because it's all based on a natural source, your body can, you know, use and dispose of what it doesn't need and have a positive reaction. There's no side effects. So the answer is just simply, you know, the laws that exist. Nobody's breaking the law selling those products. One of the things that kind of ends up being a real common experience for people is that they create an addictive cycle when they go to an energy drink because the feeling of that rush that you get when that synthetic caffeine is absorbed into your body does feel stimulating, and that's a positive feeling for people that are tired. So then when the crash comes in, what do people do when they're feeling a crash? They go to what they do when they're looking for energy, and so they drink another one. So it might start out with one that then leads to two, and then, God forbid, if you have two or three of these things in a day, that's when we start seeing people that are having caffeine toxicity issues that just load up their body with that chemical and causes all kinds of, you know, problems.
Wow.
Well, I know for a while there was active group that was saying that they should not allow this to be sold to kids under the age of 18 and
right.
things like that. But then again, in, you know, in smaller amounts, it's not too bad. But when you're adding up like that, do you guys have a recommendation with regards to how many are of your drinks a person should have in a day or should limit themselves to, or does your body cleanse it out naturally?
Yeah, your body does dispose of it naturally, but really you think of it just like you would drink a tea. If and everybody's metabolism is different, so it's hard to say here's what we would recommend for everybody because everybody has a different system. So really the best thing is to consume and enjoy the product in moderation. Make sure you have a healthy, balanced diet, regular exercise, and just overall good, healthy living. And if you need a little extra energy, to start your day or in the middle of the day, you would drink a Fuga just like you would a green tea. And so, because you don't have that, your body rejecting a synthetic compound, it lasts longer and you have a better effect. So actually, the people that are drinking synthetic caffeine, they would have a better result when they drink a natural product because their body will use those energy sources in a natural way and they would get a better result. So we try to do our best to reach them and tell them our story. What we end up finding, though, is it's people like you, people in the health industry, people that are professionals, people that are athletes, people that are concerned about their health. They are not an energy drink consumer. Our consumer is somebody that says, I would never drink one of those things. And then we tell them about our ingredients. They go, oh, let me try that. And the next thing you know, they have, they'll buy some, keep it around, and they'll drink one or two when they need it, and maybe the next day, whatever. And that's exactly who our target customer is and the people that get the biggest benefit out of it.
I would like to add that make sure you drink water because it's not a replacement for water, so always stay hydrated and always drink water. So I try to tell my kids that and everybody that drinks Fuga.
That's a good point. Yes, Jeff.
A couple of questions. First of all, you were talking earlier about the FDA. Because of the ingredients, are you trying to go through the process of getting it approved by the FDA? Or are you?
Well, there is testing for the product after it's produced to be able to, measure the caffeine, and there's all kinds of microbial, antimicrobial testing and things like that. But there isn't any approval from the FDA required for beverages
right.
like ours. So there isn't really a process to go through
as you
to
said
become,
it was,
quote unquote, approved.
Because it's supplements.
Yeah, there's so we market it the same as anybody else. The difference is we tell you what's in the can, we tell you the amounts that are in the product, and a lot of them you'll look at and you'll see, and this is a great way, Dave, for everybody to be able to tell. When you look at the back of the label, if it says caffeine and it doesn't say where it's coming from, that is synthetic caffeine. Because if you're proud of your source of caffeine, you're going to say what it is. And so you'll see on our product, it says yerba mate extract.
Absolutely.
Now, the new product we have coming out, Fuga Life, in partnership with the National Breast Cancer Foundation, we actually use yerba mate primarily, and green tea and green coffee bean. And so we have...
And also regular coffee bean also.
And coffee bean, right. So, and there's a couple of other ingredients, and then a little bit of electrolytes, and there's a handful of different supplements in this product. But if you don't see in parentheses where the caffeine comes from, then it is synthetic every time.
Wow, I'm glad you got that out because, like I said, it gave me the creeps when I heard about synthetic caffeine.
Especially knowing it's engineered to do what it does.
Yeah.
That's not by accident.
Which is unfortunate. Matt, you had a question.
Yeah, the other question was when – I wanted to kind of compare and contrast because there's some things out there that kind of give you a spike
mm-hmm.
During the day, but this will, like you said, it'll last a little longer. How would you compare and contrast some of that to some of the, because there's some that are drinks and some that are spikes and
all the little shots, the small bottles you're talking about. Yep, so really they're the same thing. The shot brands, and there's some very common ones you see on the countertops in all the stores, and there's a bunch of ones that you've never seen before but in the same bottle size. And those concentrated shots are essentially the same thing without the carbonated water. That's really all it is. They're typically 2 ounces, and they'll jam, 4,000% of a daily amount of vitamin B along with synthetic caffeine and some flavorant to just simply put it in a shot. But it's delivering the exact same ingredients without carbonated water.
That's amazing. When I see those little things, it reminds me, like, all right, put this, like a can of oil, put in your car.
Yeah.
And I was, really, I just instinctively said, that's sort of disgusting, you know.
Yeah.
I just didn't like it. I didn't trust what was in there. And now both you guys told me exactly what it was. It's scary, Tricia.
And I drank one of those small little things one time, and I'm a person who I've tasted other energy drinks, and I've tasted those shots, and I figured the shots, just because it's like medicine, the only way I could take it is to hold my nose first.
Yeah.
But this is absolutely delicious. But one of the things I wanted to mention was, as you were talking about the ingredients, that was what really intrigued me the most. Green coffee bean, who do we hear talking about that? Dr. Oz, we start, it is a very healthy source. And, the guarana, the yerba mate, a lot of people know of yerba mate, but they have not, it's not been incorporated like you guys have in an energy drink, which is incredible. But I know that it has made an insurgence in a lot of health food areas.
Mm-hmm.
But the yerba mate by itself, the flavor is not all that great. I'll be honest with you. So, yes, you get your boost of energy, but, again, the flavor's not there. This flavor, I've tasted both the regular and the sugar-free, and they are both fantastic. But it reminded me, I wanted you to talk a little bit more about your sugar source, if you don't mind.
Sure. So, and Miguel, I'm going to pass this to you because you're the creative genius behind this stuff. But I'll tell you, it is not easy. Yerba mate has a finish, if you will, a taste that's a little bit astringent. It's a little acidic. It isn't the best tasting thing. So extracting the health benefits and the caffeine from yerba mate, it does come with a little bit with that flavor. So you have to balance that out to be able to find something that's got a really great flavor without that astringent finish. And we've done it, and it wasn't easy. We must have gone through hundreds of formulations to get the flavor right, the sugar balances right, and this product has no artificial ingredients. And so it's challenging. But Miguel, you want to describe that process? It's a lot of fun, but it's not quick.
Yes. Well, our sugar source that we're using is we're using regular cane sugar. And on our regular Fuga, we have sugar, and it has 41 grams of sugar, which is quite a bit, and we're going to reformulate that and bring it down to 13 grams of sugar like we did on our Fuga Life. But we also use 150 milligrams of the nopal cactus, and it helps you eliminate, flush that sugar out of your system quicker. And how it does that is it lowers your glucose by not allowing your stomach and your intestines to absorb all that sugar, so we kind of balance it out. So, but we're in a reformulating process on that because we believe in doing the right thing, and that's what one thing that Jim he brought it to our attention, and we all talked about it, and we want to do the right thing, and like I said earlier, we want to change the world, do it in style. We'll reduce the sugar there. And our sugar-free, we use sucralose. Sucralose, what it does is it doesn't alter your glucose in your blood sugar, so it's diabetic-friendly. So that's our sugar-free. And also on our Fuga Life, we use 13 grams of sugar, and we use stevia. And stevia is the most beneficial natural sweetener in the world. It has a zero glycemic index, and by what I mean by that, it will not. It won't alter your glucose in your blood sugar, and it's probably the most beneficial natural sweetener that there is in the world.
Wow. I forget the exact number, but it's about 600 times more sweet than real sugar, and so it also is overpowering, and it can be too sweet with just a very small amount. So balancing out the flavors of yerba mate with sweeteners and not having that typical kind of chemical-y finish is very difficult when you have especially an herbal product, but we've nailed it. And the products are delicious. They taste, in fact, for an energy drink, they don't have any of that bitter aftertaste like you would with an astringent tea. And they're really, most importantly, deliver that functional result. With Fuga Life, it's kind of our variation of a pink lemonade. It's absolutely delicious and has no artificial ingredients whatsoever. And we found that a little bit of stevia with a little bit of sugar really is the perfect balance with the Nepal cactus, so that you won't have any increase in the glucose of your blood and a delicious beverage at the same time.
This is pretty impressive, I got to tell you. Let's take a real quick break, because I think we only have probably, I'm going to guess, probably 8 minutes left, maybe 10. And but you are listening to Breakthrough Thinking live from the Regis Suites in Phoenix, Arizona. Most excellent show, and this is the standard of excellent show. Of course, we have Fuga Energy co-founder and creator Miguel Camarena and Jim Buckman, CEO of the company. We'll be right back.
Beerenbaum Baum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Thinking live from the Regis Suites in Phoenix, Arizona. This is the Standard of Excellence show, and I'll tell you, we have gentlemen here that are an example of the Standard of Excellence. Miguel Camarena, co-founder and creator of Fuga Energy, and Jim Buckman, CEO of the company. We talked a lot about why it's different, the nutrients, the makeup of this drink. And, of course, they can hear a replay of this program on breakradioshow.com under archives and then go to Standard of Excellence Show. Now, let's talk a little bit. We only have probably about 7 minutes left, but what is it like really introducing Fuga Energy with other brands? I mean, you got competition out there. But I know off there you were talking about, really, the other brands are not your competition. It's really, I thought you said fatigue, coffee, and tea.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is a nice twist to reframe your target audience.
Yeah, so it's interesting. As we tell everybody about the differences between our products and describe what synthetic caffeine does and that we use a natural source of caffeine from yerba mate, what ends up happening is people that don't drink energy drinks love our product. However, as true as that is, and it's all incremental and it's new business, right? The people drinking our product would not buy a current brand. On the current marketplace, you have three brands that make up 93% of the share, and I think everybody knows what those are. There's another four brands that you see on a national basis that all combined add up to a 99% share. So really, seven brands dominate all the sales in this category. And when introducing another product that is, quote-unquote, an energy drink, you get lumped into that. Well, of those seven brands, there's really several hundred that are attempting to find their way in the world. And what we found in the market study that we did was that everybody is approaching the market and the customer in the same exact way. Extreme sports, daredevil kind of activities, sponsorships with, you know, things that are attractive to the 18 to 34 male. And we think that somebody that's a little bit more educated, a little bit more discerning on what they're going to put into their body is our actual customer. And so for us, an alternate channel of distribution is the way to go. So we're going into retailers that really have a moment to spend with our customers, or their customers that do have a moment to look at what they're buying. So maybe the health food channel is where we found some success. And oddly, car washes that have a convenience store where the car, you know, they might get out and have the car vacuumed. They have a few minutes, you know, to look for something to read or whatever. So they've got a point of sale material that can tell our story. That's been a good channel for us. And then anywhere that the retailer has a discerning customer. And so these alternate channels are good for us because they don't allow the big brands to come in and say, hey, I paid for that cooler space. I paid for it to not be, have any competition, new competition. And we've been able to kind of get around some of those things.
No, which is clever. I mean, it's not just the product. I mean, the education, but going after the people that would buy, the people. You use a key word here, discerning. I like that.
Yeah,
because that's really who your target is, the one that really cares.
Yeah, somebody. I mean, when we say, hey, would you like to try a healthy energy drink? They hear energy drink and they say, no way, man. And then we say, well, wait a second, and we tell them a story. Oh, well, let me try it. And so it is somebody that, you know, we've used the phrase, think before you drink. You know, understand what it is you're putting into your body, and that's really our customer, because there isn't anything that you would look at and say, nah, I'm not gonna, you know, feel comfortable drinking that. Where once somebody knows what synthetic caffeine does, they hear all the negative stories. Then they hear, well, this is why. Here's the scientific reason why. And then here's the reason why we're different. They're willing to give it a try, and then they like it. And then we got them.
What about, like, health clubs? You know, the gyms, you know, there's big big national, I don't know what you call them, just...
Yeah, big chains.
Yeah. So would they be a good source, or do they already have energy drinks already in there, even though these are all health-conscious people?
Yeah, there's a handful of small brands that are health-related, and what we find is that they're in business for about 6 or 8 months, and then they disappear. And the reason is it's very expensive to produce a product and take it to the market. And so we've got a capital structure and a long-term vision, great partnerships that give us a little bit more sustainability. And as we're launching, we're approaching the market with all those creative channels in mind. The key for us is to have the opportunity to get in front of the customer, do some in-store demos, do some product sampling, and small education. People are going to come to the store. Hey, here's a little information. Here's a sample. You know, we're running a special, whatever, and get the consumer trial. And as soon as we do that, the brand goes crazy, and we've seen it time and time again.
Yeah, just the guess on my part, I'm not an advertising guru or anything like that, but I'm thinking if you put a big ad on, you know, like a TV, you know, primetime TV, that may not help because, you know, people will say, oh, well, it's another brand just saying why they're better. Maybe endorsements by, you know, doctors, health organizations, you know, nutritional type of stores, Whole Foods,
yep.
You know, those type of things. What's the other one? Sprouts. I think you probably get a lot of attention that way because you know they're not going to allow anything bad in their stores.
Absolutely. And we're open to all of it.
Yeah, which is great.
Luckily, we're getting it too.
This is amazing how quickly this hour has gone. Can you believe it, guys?
I think it's the Fuga that we drank or just you guys are a standard of excellence.
Well, I appreciate that. It's been a real honor and pleasure. We'd love to have you on again. I know I'll be seeing you at the Rattler games because I go to every one.
Every game. We do too.
And it's going to be great. Let's give some contact information, how they can learn more, anything you want the audience to know as far as your website, emails.
So FugaEnergy.com, FugaEnergy.com. It's Facebook/FugaEnergy. And on Twitter, Fuga Energy, same with Instagram. So Fuga Energy.
I would also like to thank my wife for taking that leap of faith. And we left New Mexico so we can pursue our dream and do the right thing. And I believe when you do the right thing, God always sends the right people. Like back in the day when Robert Kennedy and the rest of the world stood up for Cesar Chavez and the farm workers. Well, today we have Mrs. Janelle Hale, the National Breast Cancer Foundation, Adam Robbins in the Arena Football League. and Joe Windman, the Arizona Rattlers and the Sidewinder cheerleaders, they're standing up for us. They're looking out, so we'd like to thank everybody.
Absolutely, and you have our hearts, too, Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. We love you guys. We'll do what we can to support you. And so thank you so much, Miguel Camarena, co-founder and creator of Fuga Energy, and Jim Buckman, CEO of the company. Thank you so much. We'll have you on again, and keep up the great work.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, Dave.
You're absolutely welcome. And we'll be on tomorrow, Real Hockey Talk. Tomorrow, stay tuned, 4 to 7. Have a good night.